Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands.
Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Welcome to the 62nd episode of Martin's Man Cave here in podcast.ph. My name is Martin Andanar. Our guest today was born on November 18, 1956. His name is Arsenio G. Evangelista. He's known as Boy Evangelista. He took his elementary and high school at Trinity College in Quezon City, then college at UST, major in business management. He married Evelyn with three kids, namely Venson, Maynard, and Avime. Venson is the eldest. He would have been 35 years old last December. He has two grandchildren, and all of them were born and raised here in Quezon City. His first job is in accounting. He was an account executive selling airtime commercial spots for TV shows, Spin a Win, hosted by Gene Young, Germ Special, and the popular game show Lucky 13 by Ronald Remy. Soon after the 1986 Edsa Revolution, with his savings, he ventured into buying and selling pre-owned cars until that fateful day of January 13, 2011. Boy Evangelista is rather known as the crusader against crime, and he got to be known on Tri-Media that he started getting invitations from different government agencies like Bauk DF, HPG, or Highway Patrol Group, the DAP, or Development Academy of the Philippines, the Senate and Congress, as a resource person on public safety and order because of what happened to his son, Venson, who was kidnapped along with a car that was carnapped and killed on January 13, 2011. Boy Evangelista is the private complainant against the number one carnap group, the Dominguez Brothers Carnap Group of the Philippines. Welcome to the Man Cave, Sir Boy. Thank you so much for agreeing to share your story here.
Good afternoon, Martin. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about your life. As it seems, you led a very ordinary, normal life of a businessman trying to make both ends meet until that fateful day of January 13, 2011. Ano po ba yung mga pangarap niyo, sir, ng mga panahon na yon? So can you tell us how you started?
Tama po yun, ano, Martin. It's purely buying and selling of cars. I've been doing that for the past 30 years until that year, no, January of 2011, when my son was selling a Land Cruiser. Through my advertisement, I found a potential buyer. So it was my son, you know, na humarap that time. So unfortunately nga, he was, it was carnapped and he was later killed. So it was, for the past 30 years, it's more on selling cars. It's an ordinary life, no? It's a normal life. It's a day-to-day business.
Uh-huh.
Until that day. So after that, after that incident, I have to decide, because I know I'm gonna face the number one well-organized syndicate. Uh-huh. My friends are telling me, Boy, what's your plan? Ano ba ang plano mo? Ito, according to the news and intelligence report, that you have to face this number one organized crime group. So, that time, I decided that there's no turning back because for my lab, for my son, I will do everything. I will take the bullet just to seek justice for my son, because what they did is not ordinary. He was killed, shot in the head, and later burned. No? It's a good thing, because of divine intervention, after about 7 days, we were able to locate his body in Nueva Ecija in Cabanatuan. So I was left with two options. It's either I forget everything and run, but I decided to face everything and hoping I will rise and get the justice my son truly deserved. And as of this time, it's not all about Venson. It's all about the victims of heinous crimes and also the future victims. That's my ito po yung krusada ko ngayon, na I'm trying my best to prevent similar cases, to lessen this kind of crimes. Kasi ang napakahirap po na pinagdaanan ko, first hindi nang pinagdaanan ko at the rest of the family, no, hindi po ordinaryo to, na yung manner ng pagkagawa hindi ordinaryo. At the same time, after mo ilibing ang anak mo, napakahirap, malalaman mo na ito yung haharapin nating kaso, no. Ang sabi nga ng mga friends ko, boy, may haharapin ka, well organized, ito yon. They have good lawyers, they have people, members of the PNP, no, in particular, yeah, PNP, the men in uniform, personalities from government attached agencies like LTO, Philippine Ports Authority, and also ang mabigat, boy, may mga generals na involved dito, numbering to 2 or more, and in the rank of senior officers like colonels and junior officers, no, provincial directors. And from the rank of PO1 up, na dun sila present. And they also have liquidation groups, no? Meaning they have a gun for hire. At any given time, they can always call them just to effect their operations. Here in Metro Manila and nationwide din sila, but then the group is based in Region 3.
Okay. Sir Boy, pwede nyo ba ikwento sa amin ang buhay mo, how you started this small family of yours, ano yung mga pangarap nyo ng asawa mo, and how life was until January 2011, kung kailan ka nagsimula. Let's start from the very beginning.
Okay. After the wedding, the marriage, ang mindset lang is so simple, no? Ordinary kami. Kami, naniniwala kami, talagang walang shortcut sa pagyaman, especially acquiring material things. Wala. You have to take the long way, the hard way. So I started selling books, encyclopedia. Then after that, I practically sell everything, no, from vinegar to cosmetics, until I landed a job as an account executive dito sa mga game shows, no, like yung Kid Jan Yang, Spin a Win, also Germ Special, hosted by Herman Moreno. During that time, I'm talking of that was during martial law pa and Lucky 13, IBC 13. So it's all hard work. So since then, 1980, si Venson Evangelista, my eldest, pinaganak siya. So it's a normal life. selling cars, selling everything, consumer items, ganon eh. Kasi nga, I was, ano, no, we went to school, it's a Catholic school, UST. So,
kayong dalawa na wife mo? UST kayong dalawa?
No, she's from a Catholic school too, no, girls' school. So, ang mindset naman namin talaga is, ano, we observe yung Ten Commandments, no? You don't steal, you don't kill. Outside of the church, there is no salvation. So, it's a simple ano family.
Uh-huh.
So, until nga, yung may nangyari na to, no? Na talagang it's not ordinary. Ang hirap pala maglibing ng isang pinalaki mo, minahal mo for 30 years just like that.
So how was Vincent as a growing boy?
Vincent?
How was he?
Yeah, the regular school boy, uh-huh. He goes to school, he makes it a point na to pass all his grades, mm-hmm. though average tama lang. Mm-hmm. So
ano yung school niya? Where did he go?
He went also to, during his elementary days, Claret School in summer in Quezon City. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then afterwards, UST din siya.
Conservative mga Catholic schools, no?
Oo, ganun.
Mm-hmm. And then the sisters also, I suppose they also went to Catholic schools.
Yes, mm-hmm. Stella Maris, then after, that's for high school, grade mm-hmm. school, high school, then afterwards, Miriam School.
Mm-hmm.
So with also with my other son Maynard.
Mm-hmm. So when you got into the buying and selling of pre-owned cars, I remember I read the news when that happened. I think I was the first one to break it on Channel 5 because we were doing the morning show during that time, and kasama nga sa naging biktima rin doon yung anak ni Attorney Luzano, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And when you are into the buying and selling cars, and I think Vincent was driving a Toyota
Land Cruiser.
Yeah. You're not an ordinary buy and sell businessman. If you're selling a Land Cruiser, ibig sabihin medyo asensado na ho kayong nagba-buy and sell, ano? So what I'm trying to drive at is that your business was doing well.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Ano, after buying and selling for 30 years, nadyan na-establish mo yung community mo, yung name mo. What uh-huh. you have is your good name. So it's like picking apples, no? Nagtanim ka ng punong mangga, mm-hmm. after about 10 years, ito na yung season, picking season.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good business for us that time because of the community,
mm-hmm.
and the good name, I would say.
When you say the community of buy and sell people, no? Kung baga kasi contact yan, di ba?
Correct.
Kung wala kang halimbawa, I want to buy for myself a Toyota Altis. Tapos wala akong Altis, I would call the other friend, meron ka bang Altis dyan?
Correct.
Ganon-ganon lang yan, di ba? Tawagan lang yan. Ano?
Tama.
Okay.
So, yung mga business partners ko doon is Toyota, Audi, PGA, Nissan, uh-huh. and the number one business partner at that time is uh-huh. BMW, no? Auto House, Prestige Makati. Mm-hmm. So, my participation is I buy their pre-owned, trade-in cars. Like, uh-huh. for example, you're buying a brand new BM,
uh-huh.
You have a Toyota or pre-owned, I'm the one buying, ako yung bumibili.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's so simple, no? You buy low, then you sell high. Bilin mo ng 10 pesos, you try your mm-hmm. best to sell it at 12 pesos.
Uh-huh.
So, yon, Land Cruiser, it's saleable. Tingin ko okay din yung capitalization, but then I get some support also from business partners. Pinaghahati-hatian namin. Example, yung Land Cruiser na yon, I'm selling it for 3 million that time. It's a year old Land Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
Pero may partner ako doon. So it's not purely ano, no. But then na-observe namin, nagulat nga kami during the time ang itong mga carnappers, it's It's not stolen while park, forcibly taken, pero hindi sila pumapatay, binubuhay nila.
Uh-huh.
Kaya nga, it's a big mystery sa amin nung una. Bakit ganun? Ano nangyari? Kaya from other, that's the reason why I was forced to open my doors and also my windows sa media, tri-media. Mm-hmm. Kasi may mga lumalabas noon na it's a transaction that went sour, na may affiliation daw kami sa Dominguez Carnapping Group and uh-huh. also with Oliver Lozano's son.
Uh-huh. Na, who was also into the buy and sell, right?
Actually, he is not into buy and sell. It just so happened, parang ano lang, pa seasonal, no? Uh-huh. It just so happened, yung binibenta niya sa sasakyan, it's owned by the office he's working, no? Company car,
uh-huh.
na in-advertise din niya. Na just like me, nag-advertise kami sa online, sa phone, sa bulletin. Ito yung mga avenues namin to sell our cars. No?
Pero kilala niya si Benson?
No, definitely hindi.
Hindi sila magkakilala?
Hindi.
Talagang, nagkakilala na kayo ni Atty. Lozano after the fact na?
After the fact. Uh-huh. Because of yung incident sa kaso ng anak niya, sa kaso ko. Uh-huh. Kaya nga, sabi ko, I have to talk, no, on national television, radio, na talagang ito ako, bukas ang pintuan ko, mm-hmm. then i-ano nyo ako, i-himay-himayin nyo kung talagang may involvement, no? So, that was like 4 years ago, magka 5 years na to. So far, nasa trial proper kami, all are accounted, no? Yung may direct participation sa pagkuha, pag-kidnap sa anak ko is numbering to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yung 5 is committed sa different jails. One is in yung Muntinlupa, isa sa, yung dalawa nasa Bagong Bikutan, yung dalawa nasa Station 10 sa Kamuning City Jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yung isa patay na, no, si Alfred Medjola, mm-hmm. in spite of him being the state witness, no, originally
napatay pa rin,
napatay din, mm-hmm. originally, di ba, balikan lang natin, he was one of the accused, then discharged as one of the accused and turned state witness, mm-hmm. against the Dominguez
Carnap. Kaya nahuli lahat, eh, no?
Yeah,
because of him
may direct participation siya, pinpoint niya lahat kung paano ang numbering to 30 plus pages, no, mm-hmm. under oath, na naniwala naman yung RTC judge sa lahat ng sinabi niya, kaya na-admit siya sa witness protection program.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya nga minsan, yun yung mga ibang frustrations namin, ano, isang attached agency, ng DOJ, na in spite of him being inside the witness protection program, yun ang sinapitan. Like, yung witness ni Rochelle Barameda, nasa witness protection din, si Montero, he practically walked away dun sa detention cell niya, sa uh-huh. NCRPO.
And he's nowhere to be found now.
Until now, after that day, he made a second statement recanting all his first statement na sinasabi niya na part siya ng group together with the Attorney Jimenez, yung mga accused niya na sila ang gubawa.
So yung mga suspect doon sa pagpatay kay Benson, nasa mga kulungan pa rin, pero wala pang hatol talaga.
Tama po, wala pang hatol. Ongoing, nasa trial proper kami.
Bakit po ganun katagal, sir?
Alam po nyo, yun ang now, naintindihan ko, now I understand, yung present criminal justice dito sa Pilipinas, no? Na you have to undergo. Ang daming complaints ang sinasabi ko, but then wala naman tayong choice kung hindi yakapin, embrace tong justice system natin, mm-hmm. kasi nag-iisa po.
Mm-hmm.
So, bakit ganon? Sinasabi nila, maraming delay, ang daming mga yung procedures, pagpagagaling yung abogado, they can always, use yung mm-hmm. legal remedies to delay itong mga ganitong procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So, talagang kung ikaw tatayo ka, lalabang ka talaga sa isang ganito, no, na mga kasong malalaki na numbering to 7 ang akusado, talagang you have to be prepared financially, uh-huh. you have uh-huh. to be fully equipped, no, saka yung dibdib mo medyo dapat made of hollow blocks, no, matibay din,
uh-huh.
kasi syempre tao rin tayo, tapos uh-huh. ito, they have the means, ways to to kill you, no? Kita mo nga yung witness namin, ang dami pang security. Kaya during that time, ang security ko, I was given, granted by the office of the GPNP 6, 2 uniformed men and 4 civilian, which I have to pay, yung 4. So pag iniisip mo yon, talagang it will run to millions, no? In my 3 years, yung isang security from PG, government of that, then you have to give them allowance. Nung kinukompute ko, food and allowance is 17,000 a month in 3 years time. That's like 500, close to 600,000. Uh-huh. So itong haharapin ng mga biktima na magdi-decide, nahaharap sa isang kaso.
So kung talagang wala kang pera, if you don't have anything, then it's harder for you to get justice in this country.
Tama po yun. Yun ang nakakalungkot ngayon. Nakita ko lahat siya, no? Ngayon, in my 5 years, almost 5 years sa ganitong laban, nakita ko kung paano ang hirap. Kung gusto mo talagang makakuha ng tamang hustisya, dadaan ka sa proseso, talagang you have to spend. Talagang handa mo na rin yung sarili mo na hindi magiging ordinaryo ang buhay mo kasi nadyan lahat. Then tapos kung magsasalita ka pa sa Trimedia o National TV, lalong mababago. Pero alam mo, una, nagpapasalamat din ako doon sa nangyari because since malaki nga ito, organized, kailangan mag-iisip ako ng mga ways or means para ma-equalize namin yung laban. So I have to do a lot of lahat ng invitations ng Trimedia, I make it a point to attend para meron akong media support. Pangalawa, nag-reach out naman sa akin ng VECC at the time, sila Chairman Dante Jimenez. So after a few months, pumayag na rin ako na to be a part of VECC kasi nakita ko naman yung advocacy nila, yung krusada, na doon, nakikita mo yung support na yon. So, NGO, media, and some friends from Armed Forces, and also good friends from PNP, yan, katulad nila Dindo Espina, nasa highway patrol pa lang siya. Binigyan naman niya ako ng assurance na, boy, pagtulong-tulungan natin to, yun ang nagbigay, naglakas ng loob sa akin na harapin na nga ito, itong mga ganitong yung kaso ng bata. So, sabi nga ni Dindo sa akin one time, alam mo boy, dati ang kalaban mo lang or perceived na kalaban mo is yung Dominguez Carnapping Group. But then you're talking against the Hold Up Robbery, Usamis Hold Up Robbery Group. You're talking about the men in uniform na involved dito sa mga robberies na to, sa carnapping. Eh, lumalaki ang kalaban mo. So, inisip ko yon, tinimbang ko rin. Pero ang totoo nito, Martin, ang nagpapalakas lang ng loob ko. Pag nakikita ko yung mga litrato, yung worst photos na nakikita ko na ginawa nila sa anak ko, nawala lahat ang takot. No? Hindi ako matapang. Basically, hindi ako matapang na tao kasi ang alam ko lang is selling cars. Nagbebenta ako cars, anything na products, consumer products. Pero pag ganun pala, nakita mo yung mahal mo sa buhay, pinag-aral mo, inalagaan mo for 30 years, just like that, gaganunin nila. Eh kahit sino talaga, yung lalabas, mawawala na yung takot mo, maiiwan, yung para itapang na lang, naiwan sa akin that time. So hindi ko na rin inisip kung maubos man yung pinundar natin, yung pinaghirapan natin. Basta masecure mo lang. Sabi ko nga, we take the bullet, no, just to get this justice. Then, ang tanong, I'm willing to die for my son.
What if walang support group like the Volunteers Against Crime and Corruption? Gaano ka hirap? O mas mahirap ba ang maging sitwasyon ng isang pamilya ng biktima?
Ang VACC, malaking tulong to, no? It just so happened, I'm fortunate kasi during the time nung nangyari itong incident na to, yung GPNP noon that time is Raul Bacalso, kaibigan ko nung nag-aaral pa yan sa UE ng law. Tapos marami ako, katulad sila Arnold Clavio, mga buyers ko ng sasakyan yan. Yan ang mga mga buyers ko, kila Vincent, kila Arnold Clavio. So, sa kami konti akong ipon, may mga connections ako, highly placed connections. Kaya sila, nakatulong din sa akin. But then, yun yung mga first few, first few months. Tapos yan, papasok yung NGO katulad ng VACC. Lalakas din ang loob mo kasi nationwide to. One of the most recognized crime group and anti-corruption group na which has been 17 years in existence. So, well-placed ang connection yan from DOJ, PNP, Armed Forces, sa judiciary, so sa media. So, talaga matutulungan ka nila sa mga concerns mo, issues mo, pag lalo na pag medyo naapi ka.
So, malaki talaga yung tulong sa ng VACC because I would read textbooks and I would watch documentaries of crime that happens in the United States. Doon kasi pag once na nasa mga police na yung kaso, makakaasa usually yung biktima na talagang tutuloy-tuloy yung investigasyon ng kaso, no. Of course it's different here in the Philippines, no. Meron tayong mga police na matitino, meron ding hindi. At ang problema nga gaya na nabanggit mo kanina yung justice system, medyo bulok, no, dito sa Pilipinas. So, ibig sabihin yan, sir, you're saying that without volunteers against crime and corruption, talagang mahirap.
It's actually, no, let's give credit, no, where credit is due. VACC, isang element, isang factor na nakatulong din sa kaso ng anak ko. Plus yung tri-media, yung community ko sa PNP and also the same Armed Forces, lahat ng mga agencies, contacts mo. It's yung community rin, no. Airtight yung community mo na pwede kang lumapit sa kanila, ask for help. Saka the image, no, yung na-create naman nito, yung masyadong heinous ang crime. So it could, ang message ko dati always and until now is it could happen to you. Ikaw sa media ka, you could be, your loved ones could be the next victim. Yun ang projection. I'm not trying to, practically I'm selling everything. But then, ang nangyari, I'm not saying na sinisell ko yung pagkamatay ng anak ko. But then, ang perception din ng marami, baka mangyari din sa atin to. Yung mahal mo sa buhay, you're taking the long road maghanap buhay, papakahirap ka, then all of a sudden, just like that, mawawala. So
for you,
yung fear.
For you, it has gotten bigger than the case of your son. For you, it's already an advocacy to help not only yourself but also help the cases of other victims and their families.
So, Martin, I would say it's not advocacy, no. It's more of a crusade. Ang advocacy is for me, I don't know kung tama yon. Advocacy is, it's more of the talk. You speak about restoration of death penalty. You speak about corruption. But on my part, ako talaga, I'm on the field. I'm on the ground. I reach out. I collect a lot of informations, summarize it, give it to isang agency like I give it to isang intelligence agency na talagang nag-assess, summarize, then they put it to operation. No? I joined operations. Like, I go to Kabaratuan. I have with me two teams from Highway Patrol and some from people from Intelligence Service of the Armed Forces. We go to I go to that extent
para mahuli lang yung mga suspects sa pagkamatay ng anak niyo po.
Yung especially dun sa pagkamatay nung yung lahat ng akusado na may direct participation sa pagkamatay ng anak ko. So yung gunman yon na nakuha namin yon. So with the help of Mike Enriquez, yung investigador, yun yung last man standing nakuha namin sa Las Piñas with the help of yung investigador team. It was recorded, everything, and also NBI. So NBI is very supportive. Secretary De Lima is also supportive that time. She made a parallel investigation on this.
Sir, meron bang improvement sa justice system natin mula nung namatay po ang inyong anak noong 2011 hanggang ngayon?
Ako, I would say, i-compare muna natin what happened like 20 years ago kay Visconde, no? Kalauro Visconde, yung massacre, yung family niya, yung three members ng family niya napatay. So it took him like 15 years to get a conviction. Then after about 5 years, with finality, yung original convicted akusado nag-appeal, acquitted with finality. So parang nakulong yung mga akusado, numbering to 7 ata yan, for like 15 years, no? Kasi do-appeal yung kaso. So iko-compare ko yung kaso ng anak ko ngayon. So I'm thinking of like now, 5 years na kami. Nasa trial proper kami. Kinausap ko yung mga prosecutor. Sabi ko, kuyang, kailan pa kaya tayo matatapos dito? Boy, pag sinuswerte tayo, siguro mga 2016 or 2017. Kaya sabi ko, kung sinuswerte tayo. Pero ngayon, 5 years kami, nasa trial proper lang kami. Nasa prosecution part pa lang kami. Side na nagpipresent ng mga ano, no? Ng mga witnesses namin, prosecution. So, ang estimate ko, talagang it will take time, no? Tapos ngayon, nakapending pa yung isang order. Ang dami kasing legal remedies, no? Tapos nafe-feel ko, talagang ang hirap, no? Talagang, I would say, wala out yung siguro, baka ito yung out of my frustrations. Parang wala rin pagbabago. Pag kinukumpare ko what happened kay Visconde 20 years ago, na ang bagal, talagang pagtsatsagaan mo, hindi ka pwedeng mainip dito, para makuha mo lang yung justice na gusto mong makuha sa mahal mo sa buhay. So, kaya nga ako, hindi ko rin masisisi yung mga ibang victims, no? Kaya minsan, nagbe-brainstorming kami, sinasabi ko, talagang kailangan ho, tumayo kayo, harapin nyo to. No matter yung mga, yung hirap, yung time na may spend mo, yung fear for your safety, yung fear mo, na balikan ka. Pero, yun lang eh, mamili ka lang talaga, mamimili ka. Kaya yung iba, sabi nila, panjo-Diyos ko na lang to, hindi na sila nag-ano eh. Marami kaming ganong cases na initially natutulungan namin, tapos minsan naareglo, yung siguro nagkakaroon ng settlement na lang, total hindi na raw mababalik ang buhay ng mga mahal nila sa buhay, nakikipag-settle sila. So yun ang minsan mga bad experience din namin sa mga ibang natutulungan namin.
You are the visible one in your family. And when I see you on television, you look very tough, you look very strong, but I know that you are hurting inside because we've spoken to each other a few times already. How about your wife? How is she?
Regarding my wife, yung moving forward for her is slow. Alam mo, kasi siyempre sa kanya nang galing yon. Saka yung masyado silang close, no? Benson, mother niya. Kaya alam mo, the time, yung first month, first week, months, talagang hirap na hirap siya. Until now, yung mga photos, yung malalaking pictures ni Benson is na doon sa garage namin, kaya minsan sinasabi ko nga sa kanya na baka pwede, tangkalin mo na yan. Kasi every time na nakikita ko yung photos ng anak ko, I miss him so much na na ang hirap mag-move forward pag every time nakikita mo siya. Okay lang yun, yung walang iwas na mga special occasions, dates like Christmas, birthdays, Father's Day, yung ano, no? Kaya nahihirapan siya, pero after about 4 years, it's a good thing yung apo ko, may dalawa kaming apo, siya nag-aalaga sa dalawang apo namin. So in that way, parang nakikita niya. It's a good thing yung bunso ni Venson, is kamukha niya. Saka yung eldest din niya. So, yun, nakakatulong din. Mm-hmm. But then, ano, coping up with the situation din. Unlike me, ako mas mabilis akong naka-move on kasi I have to eh. Hindi ako pwedeng nilang makita on my weakest. Though sometimes, mga in the wee hours of the morning, like yung first, second year, third year, alam mo, Martin, ang bigat. Nagigising ako 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock p.m. Pag gano'n, naaalala ko yung anak ko, naawa ako sa kanya eh. Alam mo, hindi mo siya pinalaki para gano'nin lang dito mga ito. No? Kaya sabi ko, kung ito lang naman ang makakaharap ko itong mga isang Totong Dominguez Karnaping group na to, eh pwede na ako makipag-head-on collision dito. Sabi ko nga nun eh, kahit sa lumang impyerno, sa bagong impyerno, magsama-sama na kami. Hindi ko sila uurukan. Kaya, kasi nga, naiisip ko eh, mas matanda ako dito eh. Mas marami akong connection ditong matitino eh. Kaya lang, ano mo, ang kaso nila napakarami. Eh, no? Numbering to almost 40. But then, yung PAOK TF nga, tumatawag sa akin. Ganun, boy, aware ka ba? One by one, nadidismiss ang kaso ng mga Dominguez sa Malolos, Bulacan. Yung Philippine Star, yung isang ano doon, Kuya Boy, ang ano ah, yung bantayan mo yon isa-isa.
Gaano ba kalaki yung grupo?
Well, ano sila, no? Malaki yung grupo nila, no? Yung members nila, yung operating team nila, unit nila that time is yung tatlong magkakapatid plus yung mga trigger man nila, yung kasama nila to do the job, no? Mm-hmm. Tapos outside of that, the core group na yan, meron silang ano, no? Personalities from LTO, personalities from PNP. Uh-huh. As tinulad na sinabi ko nga, may mga kilala silang general, colonels, marami sila, full colonels.
So, you're saying that,
of PD.
You're saying that there are people inside the police force who are involved in this syndicate?
Yes, Martin. Straight, I'm telling you, na ang daming members ng PNP dito and still with key positions now na nakaupo doon na may affiliation sila. Alam mo, we lost that golden opportunity. Hindi lang po ako nagsasabi nito. Even si Jess Robredo, nung balikan po natin yung press conference nila nung February 2011 sa Camp Crame, kung saan nagsalita si Secretary Robredo, na may hawak siyang blue book containing yung mga Karnaping personalities involved dito sa ating bansa. Sinabi niya, nagpahapyaw siya, merong mga senior officers. Kaya, sayang, no? So, kaya ka, alam mo, nagpasalamat din ako kay Senator Grace po, no? Na in-endorse niya sa plenary na itong revised Republic Act 6539, no, yung Anti-Carnapping Act of 1972, kung saan pinalakas na nila ito na talagang yung ang maximum sentence here is 40 years. So that makes it automatic na non-bailable na yung the Act of Carnapping itself kahit walang napapatay.
And as we speak right now, there are still carnapping groups, syndicates roaming around this country.
Yeah, Martin, marami, no? Maybe hindi lang ganun ka well-organized, no? Hindi ganun on a full-scale basis. Mm-hmm. Like, may lawyers ka agad sila after nung magkaroon ng kaso. Pero marami, no? Like, yung Mark Lester Reyes Group na parang sinabi nila tagapagmana, no? Ng Dominguez right after the 2011 incident nung one by one na commit sila sa different jails. So ito yung grupo na accounted naman to, no, na ng Quezon City, QCPD na account sila. yung mother na patay, yung anak na bata na patay din sa circle, no, sa Quezon City, after attending yung trial nila sa isang sa isang carnapping case din sa Quezon City RTC. So after lumabas sila, nandun yung incident, yung father na huli. So somehow na-neutralize din. So and still ngayon, ang dami ring breakaway groups, no. Kaya ito ang mahirap eh. Yung minsan nakaka-frustrate din. Ano ba ang ginagawa ng mga police, no, sa crime prevention, crime solutions? Sasabihin mo nila minsan alam nila tong grupo na to ay properly identified, pero eh, ano ginagawa nyo? Anong action ang ginagawa nyo? So, kaya nga tayo, we strongly believe na talagang minsan eh, meron talaga silang ano, mga kakampi sa loob, no? Naka, ang masakit nito, talagang members ng ano, operating units, mga ano, no? Matataas na opisyalis within the PNP ano, organization.
How can this be solved? Ano po ang inyong solusyon na nakikita dito, Sir Boy?
So, ang akin, what is the best way? Halos lahat, no, sa libro ng PNP is na doon ginagawa nila. Pero still, hindi mabawasan yung involvement ng mga ano, no, ng mga members nila mismo, kung saan yun mismo ang mga pumapatong lahat-lahat. Kaya ang best prevention siguro is strong leadership, yung may willpower. Kaya ngayon, masusubukan siguro natin. Sayang nga eh, si General Espina could be the big difference sana kung nabigyan siya ng full authority, no? Kaya ako lang naman binabanggit kasi yung I know him personally, I work with him. Nakita ko yan day and night in silence. Nagtatrabaho yan eh. Minsan magte-text yan madaling araw sa akin. And pinagbili naman niya sa akin, boy, you can text me kahit unholy hour, ganyan. Saka hands-on siya. So yun ang gusto ko. Yun ang nakikita kong magandang solusyon sa isang leader ng PNP organization. Yung hands-on siya, may willpower siya, at talagang may paglalagyan lahat. Pag nakita niya, yung tao niya, talagang may ano, paglalagyan. He will see to it na madidismiss or worse, talagang dismissal din, makulong. Mm-hmm. Yun ang hinahanap namin. Yung hindi all talk, hindi yung ipaprioritize eh, yung mga will spend more sa White House, like 12 million, accepting donations from an NGO, which is not moral, it's not proper. Pag tumagot na ng isang kusing pera sa isang organization to build, paggawa mo yung White House mo, mm-hmm, improper yun. Yun ang mga hindi dapat kunin, no? Tapos yung mga money-making schemes ng leader, ng isang GPNP, or down, mga regional directors, district directors. Pag yan, once na mag-start na yan, magkaroon ng involvement, tumanggap ng mga...
Okay, so now that you said that your family has moved on a little bit with grandchildren, kumusta po yung buy and sell business? Are you still into it?
I'm still into it, no. Sayang kasi yung community na na-build up ko, no. Yung mga repeat clients, old customers, okay yon. Because they know me, I know them, they know me. Padali ang transaction, very smooth. Pero onti-onti nalilesen yung community ko, contacts ko. I still have some like 5 cars, 4 cars. Pero hindi na ako yung maharap, iniiwan ko na lang sa different ano, car exchange. Mm-hmm. So, but then I can feel na onti-onti nawawala na yung
Bakit?
Yung touch. Kasi ano eh.
Wala ka na doon.
Because, oo, wala nang...
Nasa VACC ka na ngayon.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Hindi na hands-on yung selling eh. Alam mo, this is, hindi ito yung pre-owned car selling. It's, hindi ito yung naaaral mo, na pag-aaralan sa eskwela. Mm-hmm. It's more of yung ears, gut feel, the proper right price to buy, and the right time to sell. na it's personalized eh. Yung pagtumawad sa'yo, yung pag iba yung humaharap, minsan hindi, ano eh, hindi nila maibigay, hindi sila flexible. Kasi ako, pag nag-sell ako, the time I make it a point na hindi ka lalabas ng pintuan ko, na hindi ka magdideposit ito sa akin. Mm-hmm. I'm very flexible. Yun yung mga ganong, mga hindi minsan, ano eh, hindi hands-on yung selling. So, onti-onti, syempre, ano eh, saka times are hard now. Ang hirap-hirap nung, ano, nung business climate ngayon. So, siguro yung mga maraming factors affecting din yung, ano, no, yung daming ang traffic, sobrang traffic. Tapos yung ang daming car manufacturers ngayon na selling low down payment. Very low, no? Yung terms is very flexible.
To cap this interview, ano ang message mo? Ano mensahe mo sa gobyerno? Ano mensahe mo sa pamilya mo? Ano mensahe mo kay Benson? If he's listening right now.
Benson, I love you so much. Alam mo yan. Alam mo yan. Don't worry. Don't worry for me. As of this time, at least hindi man natin makuha ang final conviction dito sa mga gumawa sa iyo dito. At least I know hindi na rin normal ang buhay nila. Acquitted man sila, alam mo, makakapaglakad pa sila siguro. But then, hindi na rin normal. I'm so sure of that. Benson, alam mo yan na I'm willing to take a bullet or bullets just to get justice for you. Siguro, baka mabigyan ako sitwasyon. Siguro, I'm also willing to kill for you. Sa present government, no, nangyari ito, 2011, during the term of President Aquino, sana ang wish ko lang, you yourself is a victim. Sana pinagtuunan mo ng maayos, husto, itong peace and order sa bansa na to. Hindi ko naman, I'm not taking it against you na namatay ang anak ko during your term. Pero at least, you should have left a legacy. Sama ko na rin si GPNP Purisima. Sana nag-iwan man lamang kayo ng legacy na once in your lifetime, a tour of duty, na you were given the chance to protect us, to serve us. Pero ang na-feel namin mga victims, kulang. Hindi kayo nakapag-iwan ng ganong legacy. Mas nakakahiya pa. Baka kami pa makapag-iwan ng legacy na kahit sa konting resources namin, ganitong sitwasyon namin, eh, marami rin kaming natutulungan na tao, no? Mga victims na pinalakas din namin ng loob, natulungan sa ibang mga different ways. So, yon, to my family, thank you very much sa support nyo. Naintindihan nyo ako, hindi rin kayo na panghinaan ng loob. As a matter of fact, kayo pa nagpupush sa akin na yeah, na tama yung ginagawa ko, nilalabang ko talaga, toe-to-toe. At yon sa mga sa organization, as sa Tri-Media, talagang nagpapasalamat po ako sa Tri-Media. Kung hindi dahil sa inyo, hindi rin lumakas ang loob ko at walang ano, no, walang pinuntahan tong laban na to sa VACC. Ila Chairman dati Jimenez, nag-reach out sila sa akin na we work together. Nangako naman ako sa kanila na outside of the case of my son, kahit na if I get a conviction dito sa kaso ng anak ko, magiging part ako ng VACC in my small way kung paano ako makatulong. Pangako ko yan. Hindi na ako titigil. Total, matanda rin naman ako. So, yung mga remaining days ko, I will spend in extending help doon sa mga kapwa ko, biktima, dahil nararamdaman ko na unawaan ko lahat ng ina-undergo ng isang victim, kahit ano ka pa, kahit mayamang ka. Pag naunahan ka ng isang matindi, hindi mo alam kung anong tumama sa'yo, mahirapan ka talaga. So pagka doon naman may support group like VACC and Tribedia, ma-in-place lahat ito at lalakas din ang laban mo at loob mo makuha yung Ustasia.
Thank you so much for your time and God bless you, Sir Boy.
Thank you, Martin.
That was Boy Evangelista, the father of Venson Evangelista, who was brutally and ruthlessly kidnapped, killed, and burnt on January 13, 2011. Boy Evangelista continues his crusade to fight for his son's right and for justice. This is the 62nd episode of Martin's Man Cave here on podcast.ph. You can download this again for free on iTunes. Just type podcast.ph programs. Thank you so much for joining us.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin and Dinar's Homecast Studio and audio.ph.